My darlings, on this episode of Leonie Dawson Refuses to be Categorized, I just want to share with you a little bit about online privacy stuff and why you don't see my family online anymore. So you might have noticed I don't really share photos of my family online anymore or share that much information. Back in the early days of motherhood, I definitely used to share and overshare stories and photos of my family's life, and I don't anymore. So why is that? For me, there's probably a few catalysts that helped me form that decision. My husband's far more private than me by nature, and he accepted me sharing photos of him publicly as part of my job, but it wasn't truly what he wanted. And as our kids grew from kind of out of toddler stages, he began to raise with me his concerns about their privacy as well. And I'm really grateful for his wisdom and his understanding, and I wish I'd listened to him sooner. And I remember long ago, Deuce, the original mummy blogger, rest in peace, she said once that her kid had started developing their own kind of personality outside of the usual baby and toddler festival of just crying and shit, you know. She became much more reticent to share about them. And I noticed that same inclination for me as well happening inside me as my eldest kid grew into themselves as well. Around the same time, I was also experiencing a surge in trolling, and I was also in and out of hospital with a chronic pregnancy illness. There was this particularly one unhinged troll who would create new Facebook profiles just to leave really disgusting comments about me on my photos. And when it was about me alone, I felt relatively unbothered, but when they started making comments about my husband and children, I was heartbroken because I never wanted my beloveds to kind of experience that kind of pain because of my job. And I realized, like, I don't want to write my children's identity or story for them, that it's up to them if and when and what they eventually share from their own childhood and personality publicly. I remember a mentor telling me, Leonie, like, it's okay for you to have a personal private life. You don't have to share everything in order to be connected with your readers. And so in 2013, I created a personal Facebook profile that was for non-fans. Like, it was actually just for like family and long-term friends that I had a real relationship with. And that's where I could still share family photos in a much more protected way. I've only got about 300 friendships there. I cull it really regularly to keep it private as well. And I've also had, you know, long-term social media breaks as well, which have been really helpful. And, you know, still with like having pulled back so much from sharing my kids online, I was shocked when 3 years ago, someone who followed me online did a tour of my kids' school and was able to recognize them. I wasn't there, but they were able to recognize them from the scant things that I had shared online. And while she was a lovely person who meant no harm whatsoever, it was still just a huge wake-up call for me. And then, of course, like, there's the massive embarrassment of my 13-year-old coming home to say, Mum, today in tech class, we had to Google our own name. And I was just like, oh, God. And she was like, yes, Mum, what the heck? Why did you talk so much about me as a toddler? My teacher asked me if I was an influencer. There was pages and pages and pages of results when I Googled my own name. And I'd already gone through and cleaned up a lot of my digital footprint that included my kids and my family. But obviously I'd missed so much, and I, you know, explained to her why I'd done it. I explained why I had been sharing about it at that point. She was like, Mom, it, you know, right up to the age I was two, that like there was a lot, and there was a lot of information about you giving birth to me, and it was photos and like everything. And I was like, oh my love, I'm so sorry. So I apologized profusely for sharing her story and pictures without her consent, and together we went through and deleted all Googleable references to her. I'm so grateful for her grace and understanding, but I so wish that she didn't have to give it in the first place. And also, I do want to say, like, I did get her permission to actually talk about this as well. Like, her coming to me and going, "Mom!" And me going, "Oh God, I'm so sorry, darling." She is fully aware of me sharing it, and she's happy to, because she would like to help protect other children's privacy from their online parents. Now, look, here's the thing. I want to be really clear. I think I know what's right for, like, every family, and whether what's right and wrong and all that kind of stuff? Gosh, no. I only know what's right for us, and I know that I've made mistakes along the way. And I just hope that in some way this has been useful to you and your beautiful family. This is slightly unrelated, but when it comes to, like, kids and their phones and things like that, I didn't let my teenager get her own phone. She knows that it belongs to us and that we can review it at any time. What I do find, instead of me having to actually go through and reading all of her messages, I use an app called Bark, B-A-R-K, and it'll send me an alert if there's any concerning stuff that's been sent to her or that she's texted or searched or anything like that. And she knows about that, and she's so much happier to have that installed, and it'll give me an alert if there's something concerning, and I'll talk to her about it. And it's so much easier to do it that way. So I just thought I'd throw that in there in case anyone's got kids, and you can put it on as many devices and computers as you like. I have found it, like, it does pick up some good stuff, and then sometimes it's a little bit overzealous as well. Like, if her friends have texted that they've got a cold, or they just tested positive for COVID, or they just fell off their bike or whatever, it'll text me as medically concerning content, and so I just see, like, the little snippet, and I'm like, oh, that's okay, that's fine. But, you know, it's useful, because if there's any scrapes or whatever that I want to know about, there you go. Anyway, so yeah, that's all from me. I hope this has been useful. I'm sending you lots of love. Okay, bye.